From art on the human body, we move now to art on the sides of buildings. Black Cat Mural Alley is a large-scale art installation that's set to cover two blocks of Milwaukee's east side with painted murals.
Joining us now to tell us more about the project is Stacy Williams-Ung. She's program director for Black Cat Mural Alley. Stacy, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, give us the basics. What is happening here? Two blocks worth of murals.
Yeah, and they're all inside of an alley, and there aren't actually that many alleys in Milwaukee architecturally, so it's kind of a cool space. We were inspired by the space itself, and more than once I've heard that we weren't the first. I've already run into one guy who said, oh, yeah, I used to get run out of there by the police in the 80s. So it's not a new idea. A lot of people have wanted to put art in this alley for a long time. I guess it's just got good bones.
So how did your idea come about and actually get green-lighted?
Well, it depends on how you define green-lighted. We really are have just presented the vision to the community and said, let's do it, and more people are rallying behind us, and so now it seems to be happening. But there wasn't really an official day where we could say it was green-lighted. But Alderman Nick Kovac is behind us, the Milwaukee Arts Board is behind us, and everyone just seems to smile from ear to ear when we talk about it. So we haven't really encountered any pushback. It's been wonderful.
Tell us about the artists who are going to be involved.
Sure. Well, we got a lot of applications. We actually opened it up to a call for artists, really globally. And in addition to that, we went online and we went in magazines and so forth and said, who would we like to see in the alley? And we were looking at artists that we had seen featured in Juxtapose magazine and New York Times magazine, you know, anything, and just sort of, this is our wish list. And we wrote to about four of them, and all four of them wrote back and said, when can I start? So we're like, oh, wow, oh, that was easy. So we did not do a call for artists for the international artists. We could only afford one, so we're just going to have one artist come as kind of our headliner. His graffiti name is MTO. And he is a Frenchman, and he lives in Paris currently. He's lived in Berlin for many years and has done some of the most notable murals in Western Europe. So we're really proud to have him. So he's going to be coming to paint the south wall of the Oriental Theater in July.
What is his style like? What can we expect?
Figurative, very realistic. It's almost always people. And they're done in black and white, and there's usually a hint of color. So it might be, just a man that appears to be sitting on the side of a building, but maybe his hat or his shoes or something are in color. There's usually a little splash of color. But they're usually monumental in size. I've seen work of his in person in Florida. He's painted in both Miami and Sarasota, and often they're 5, 6, 7 stories tall. We don't actually have that much space in Milwaukee, so it's going to be a little smaller in Milwaukee, but by our standards, it's going to be huge.
Talking to Stacy Williams-Ung, she's program director of Black Cat Mural Alley in Milwaukee. This is a project bringing artists from around the area, the country, and one from around the planet, turning an alley into an art installation, in effect. And there are some local artists, too. Is that right, Stacy?
That's right. We're going to have 8 local artists, 6 of whom are professionals and 2 are students. The 2 students, just as luck would have it, one from UWM and one from MIAD. We didn't do that on purpose, but we thought that was nice and fair. But Ian McGibbon is a UWM painting student, and Renee Martinez is a printmaking major at MIAD. So they're going to be our 2 students. We have 6 professional artists, including Tia Richardson, who's already done quite a number of murals around town, John Kowalczyk, also a prominent muralist around town, some first-timers who just had really great submissions, but who are working artists, Andrea Gazzetta, Brandon Minga, and Jenny Jo Cristan.
So with all of those people involved, how is this all going to fit together? Will it be cohesive, or is it meant to be sort of chunky in its presentation, different splashes of art?
Oh, we're not going to try and make it elegant and all fancy and knitted together at all. No, it's really meant to be an expression of each artist, and we trust each of them to use their own voice to put their own work of art on the alley. It's not going to be one big mural that everyone collaborates on. It's going to be each individual artist is going to do a piece, and they're going to be recognized for their piece, just like if you went into an art gallery and saw a group show.
So what's the overall goal here, just to bring a little magic into the city landscape?
Yeah, I might have to quote you on that. I like that. We're going to bring a little magic into the city landscape. Absolutely. I mean, Street art is a pretty major art movement that's going on right now. I even heard someone say, you know, this is bigger than the Renaissance was in Western Europe. And I really don't think that's an overstatement if you look in terms of sheer volume. Anybody who's got an Instagram account or a Twitter account probably sees photos of street art on the daily, and depending on who you follow, you know, every 30 seconds. So it's just something that, you know, more and more as I present this to people from all walks of life, I'll present this to artist friends, but I'll present it to friends who are doctors and lawyers and a little bit more conservative, and they'll say, oh, yeah, when I was in Barcelona, I saw the most marvelous street art. So I feel like people from all walks of life are lighting up and getting excited about this and making it a part of their travels. People go on mural tours when they go to San Francisco or Barcelona or Miami or Brooklyn, and maybe if we play our cards right, we could do that in Milwaukee as well and Madison.
And Stacey, just briefly, when do you expect this to be all up and accessible for people to go take a look at it?
Well, we decided not to do it slowly. We decided to have it all installed at once. So I mentioned before that MTO is coming in July. He's the exception, and that's sort of to draw attention to the project. But everyone else, the other 10 artists, are going to be painting in September. So we're actually going to have a festival the weekend of the 17th and 18th, and invite the public to come out, drink beer, you know, listen to music, and watch all these artists putting their murals in live.
Sounds fun. Well, Stacey, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you.
That was Stacey Williams-Ung. She's program director of Black Cat Mural Alley. We've been talking about a large-scale art installation that will cover two blocks of Milwaukee with murals.
Coming up, we'll hear about a local leader's call to reduce violence in the Madison area after a string of shootings. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time.